Ephesians chapter 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love, just as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God, which was a sweet-smelling fragrance. But sexual immorality and impurity of any kind or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper for holy ones. And there must not be obscenity and foolish talking or crude joking, which are not appropriate, but rather giving of thanks. For you know this with certainty. No person who is sexually immoral, impure, or greedy, who is an idolater, has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Do not let anyone deceive you with empty words, for because of these sins the wrath of God is coming upon those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not participate with them in these sins, because at one time you were darkness, but now, in union with the Lord, you are light. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists of everything that is good and right and true, discerning what is pleasing to the Lord. And do not participate in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, for it is shameful to even speak of the things that they do in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For what makes everything visible is light. This is why it says, "Awake, you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Therefore, pay careful attention to how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the best use of your time because the days are evil. For that reason, do not be senseless, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk on wine, which leads to reckless actions, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making music with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things to our God and Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of Christ. Wives are to submit to their own husbands as to the Lord, because the husband is the head of the wife, just as Christ is the head of the church, being himself the Savior of the body. But as the church submits to Christ, so also wives are to submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her so that he could make her holy, having cleansed her by washing her with water through the message, so that he could present the church to himself as a glorious church, not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands are obligated to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hates his own flesh, but nourishes and tenderly cares for it, just as Christ does for the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and will be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This contains a profound hidden truth, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. In any case, each one of you also is to love his own wife as he loves himself, and the wife is to respect her husband.